Hello and welcome to the third edition of the Middle Music Podcast. I'm Mikey and I'm joined by Mark and Phil, as ever.
Right.
And we're going to kick things off, as we always do, with a song. This is Eyes on Film, a London band who have been working with Teal Miller, who's previously worked with Placebo, Blur and the Happy Mondays. Their EP is out on the 7th of May, and this is Something Wicked This Way Comes. That was Eyes on Film with Something Wicked This Way Comes, released on 7th of May. And now it's time for our news roundup with our faithful news editor, Phil Wilson.
I'm not sure about faithful, but I do have your news. Right, once again, as fast become my catchphrase, in no particular order. And Guns N' Roses have announced a new UK tour, which is starting this May. In fact, I think it's started already, actually. And Axl Rose wrote a vitriolic letter to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Basically, he's not happy with their antics there.
Right, he's already made a new letter thanking everyone for their support, and I don't know anyone that supports them.
I've not talked to a single person who was like, oh, that was good. No.
Right, everyone just knows Axl Rose is a dafty now. Yeah. So.
He used to give up the ghost, I think.
Get rid of his dreadlocks. Looks like a...
Has he got dreadlocks now?
Oh, well, he had them last time. Is it Mikey?
He's also about the size of a house these days, Axl Rose. Going to his hip-spinning days.
He's a carby blighter now.
Kill & Jolt released their eagerly awaited 15th studio album there a week there, called 2012, fittingly. So I'm quite surprised they'd done it that quickly after their last European tour. And they had an album out last year as well. But yeah, you can get that in all the usual places, iTunes, Amazon, play it. So it's worth a download, I'd say. The Kind Blues have split up following, I think it was 2 weeks ago, following a week of fan speculation and worry. The band announced on their Facebook that they're going to separate ways. They released a big statement, but I have no energy to read it. So
that's fine, they're rubbish anyway.
I like the King Blues. I always liked the King Blues.
I will.
Well, in that case, if you're like Mikey and you like them, you can go on the website to read the statement. But yeah, that's them gone. Domino Records have announced that they're going to celebrate Record Store Day in style. They've announced that an extensive list of tracks that are going to be released digitally. Most of them are covers of Arctic Monkeys songs, which there's a couple of limited edition releases from Smuggler's Way, Slow Club and She and Him, which I don't think we're too fond of.
I like She and Him. So this nails on.
I like Slow Club.
I like the She. I don't like the rest. and as everyone knows already, I'll just say briefly, Sex Pistols have released a lot of new stuff this Record Store Day, which I'm particularly happy about. Don't know about you two, but Adele's leading nominations for the 57th Ivor Novello Awards this year. It's undeniably been a really good year for her. Not that I'm any sort of hearsay on it, but so I hear anyway. Our single Rolling in the Deep landed itself in the categories for Best Song Musically and Lyrically, so that's a pretty good feat for anyone, I'd say. Imogen Heap has announced some new material. She's also won an Ivor Novello Award, I think it was in the last couple of years. She's got a new single out called Heap Song 6, would you believe, after five other songs called the same thing. I think it's just she's keeping it all kind of secretive, this new release, keeping all Heap Song numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But yeah, so that's out now if anyone's a fan of that. Casio Kids have released some new material. The new single called Cascadin, which has been released through Moshi Moshi Records, is eagerly anticipated if you're a fan of them from their debut album, which I can't even begin to try and pronounce. Aberangen over Askamen. You want to help me out here, Mark?
No, it's written in tongues. Oh.
Well, if you're a fan of Casio Kids, I'm sure you're aware of what it's called. But yep, they've got some new material out. And that's it for now. So now we have Off with King Kong Brigade, and I've got a belt of a description for you. The band have described this as their visceral sonic maelstrom delivering a dark party soundtrack of unleashed exasperation and bitterness executed with a rigorous precision that more than lives up to the cavalcade of accolades heaped upon them. They bother.
Sounds awful.
Can make your own verdict now. And, yep, gonna play that now.
And that was Off with King Kong Brigade. As everyone knows, tomorrow's Record Store Day, so we should just have a chat about that. So what was the first record everyone bought?
Well, I don't know about record, but the first CD I bought was... first two CDs I got on the same day was All Killer, No Filler and Hybrid Theory. Pretty good, if you ask me.
The first record I bought, like actual record, was Glass Vegas' debut album. Don't ask me why I bought it on record. But I decided it would be cool to collect all Las Vegas' singles and their album on vinyl.
That's good if they hadn't been dropped by the record label, they'd probably be pretty collectible. You'd probably get like 99p in HMV now.
It was good at the time, they were quite a big band.
No, I still like Las Vegas.
I've just realised how you're saying like the first record, and I'm like, oh no, but listen to CD. I have actually bought a record in my time. I thought you meant like the first actual like music you'd bought. The first record I bought was like, a 2 quid Stiff Little Fingers one or something.
Well,
what about you?
Well,
come clean.
Come on. Did you Nickelback, was it, Mickey? I'm sure he said something like
Nickelback. No, Mark's got a dirty wee secret about the amount of records that he actually owns.
What?
None.
You can't trust a man with a record player. You can't trust a man. No.
But I'm excited for
Leave the studio.
He's going to buy a record. He's going to buy a record player and everything for record store day.
I know, I'm getting excited. So, yeah, I don't actually own any, unfortunately. But the first proper CD I probably bought was Green Day.
But it's not called CD Shop Day, it's Record Store Day, Mark.
And you're lying. First CD you bought was what?
Nickelback's Silver Side Up, but that had such classic songs as How You Remind Me on it, and I will not have any
How You Remind Me, how shite it was?
Well, I was like primary seven at the time. Oh, the Rasmus as well, Dead Letters. Right. Better of an album.
Right, let's move on. Enough of that, Mark.
Thanks, Mickey. Right, what's your favourite records or CDs?
Favourite record would probably be Double Nickels on the Dime by the Minutemen. Just one of the first punk records that I heard, and probably still my favourite as far as records go.
I can't really choose a favourite. See, I'm kind of lazy with music. Like, I listen like to.
Do you have like a top two, three?
No, right, the way I look at it, right, see, my favourites consist of like the one CD that I stay in my car for about 6 months, so I can be bothered changing it.
Like the Best of Terror version.
Yeah, the Best of Terror version, and all the Best of Stiff Little Fingers, like two CDs listen to the most in my life because I can't be bothered changing. But yeah, I can't really choose. I mean,
see, I have favourite albums and stuff, and like. I like, one of my favourites is like Biffy Clyro Puzzle, because they're one of my favourite bands, and that's the album that really got me into them. And then I've got Arctic Monkeys, Whatever People Say I Am, like that's another one of my favourite albums. But I don't listen to them like every week or something. Like, I don't listen to them consistently, time, so I can never, I'm listening to We Were Promised Jetpacks a lot, but I don't know if it's one of my favourite albums or just one of my favourite bands.
That's my point, you can't really pigeonhole it.
I've got favourites, I'd say I've got favourites, probably.
I could list off of them, but I can't.
I've probably got a top five albums, it doesn't change that regularly.
I've got a few top five lists of different things, but in the order, I can name the five titles, but I don't know which one's first.
Aye, name these top fives and all, that's unfair to the other four.
Exactly. If you like an album enough to call it one of your favourite, then
it's got to be damn
good. So,
it's generally the idea of being a favourite. Yeah.
Well, Nickelback, just take the mince out of Mark.
Mince. I like how you changed your swearing word to
mince. Full of mince.
Because he doesn't have a record player.
We've got the explicit tag. We can swear if we want. We're big boys. Yeah. Fuck
penis. Mikey hates this.
Just get fucking on with it, Mark, come on.
Okay, what are you excited for to pick up in Record Store Day?
Well, I'm looking forward to Bell and Sebastian's bringing out Crash that was on the Late Night Tales compilation. It's a limited run, 1,000 copies just for Record Store Day. So I'm looking forward to getting out my bed early to fist fight people in order to get a copy tomorrow.
I'll sit back there, so I'm reclining.
Yeah. You can take this one.
I'll probably end up buying the Pistols just because you have to, really, when it comes out. And I think there was a limited series of, what was it, Social Distortions?
Limited run of 300 Hard Times Nursery Rhymes. Social
pretty good to get a hold of that, I think. But yeah. What about you?
Well, Laura Marlon's got one coming out, and Arcade Fire have got one, so I'm pretty excited for them. And the Arctic Monkeys one's been built up quite a lot, Are You Mine? So. Yeah, those three would be quite good to get my hands on.
There's a few ones that aren't limited runs that I'm looking forward to picking up as well. The Clash has released London Calling 7-inch.
Nice.
It's no limited run or anything, so we can all buy a copy and maybe be the first record you play, Matt.
That's a good one, right? That can be your first good record. I'm kind of looking forward to just going out and buying records again. It's been a while, I've not been out for a while looking for records. You kind of forget about it after a while.
Yeah. It's a good idea getting people back in. It's the thrill of the chase, trying to find the limited numbers that you're wanting. Like, Phil's only got 300 of his Social Distortion that he's wanting to find, so that'll
I
be pretty...
I want all 300.
They're on yellow vinyl as well, you'll be pleased to hear.
That's, good.
But it's just stuff, like, going around, like, the four
the
shops...
The colour code is what sells it to them.
Yellow, I'm going to do.
The four shops in Glasgow that are doing it, it'll be fun just kind of trailing around them, trying to find the records that you want when you know they're unlimited numbers. So I'm quite looking forward to it, it'll be a good wee day out. Bring a picnic and everything.
Love music are giving you out tea as well, so...
Hold me back.
Tea and music.
Nay, sarcasm. Hold me back.
Moving on, we have a song from Altered Sky called I Know You Know. This is from the Scottish Outrockers In This World EP. It's released on Scottish Music Media, and if you like this song, you can catch them at the Cat House supporting August in Disguise on May the 4th. So this is them. Enjoy.
And that was Altered Sky with I Know You Know. Now, another thing that we've got coming up in the middle over the summer is, as you would expect off a music website, a lot of coverage of some festivals. And I think our news editor, Mr. Wilson, here has a wee announcement about the middle music and a festival.
All right, we'll be doing exclusive coverage of Wicker Man this year. We've got a couple of tickets for that.
Yeah,
we'll need to see who's going to be going. I think we've got two tickets, so we just need to battle to the death. I brought a knife actually, Mark. You want to just do it now?
It's closer to you anyway, Dougie. I'd rather just not be stabbed for us.
Alright, if you want.
Well, I hope you can all join us following our battle royale to decide who gets to go to the festival for our coverage across the weekend of Wicker Man. But apart from Wicker Man, which we're all very, very excited about, and thank you very much for the tickets, what else are you looking forward to throughout the summer? As far as festivals on TV go and anything like that.
Well, Rocknest looks really good this year, but I'm not...
Can you excuse the update on the lineup, please, Mark? Who's playing Rocknest? Because I don't actually know.
Well, Biffy Clyro's one of the headliners, that's why Mark's excited.
Yeah, I'll be going to that.
That's what gets him wet at the gusset.
Dead Mice is headlining, if I'm not wrong.
Hold me back.
I'm not saying that they are the best headliners, but you get like Mumford & Sons as well headlining, so or one of the
Once
top two.
Again, hold me back.
What are you excited for then, Mikey?
Well, to be fair, the festivals all look really, really underwhelming this year. Last year I went to Tea in the Park. It was probably one of the best Tea in the Park lineups I've seen for years as far as my taste in music goes.
Who was the headliners?
You had Arctic Monkeys on the Friday. It was Coldplay on the Saturday, but I went to see Primal Scream because I ken my stuff about music. And on the Sunday it was the Foo Fighters or Calvin Harris. I thought they were all
good. Did you go see Big Country?
I did go see Big Country, I was there.
I was willing to get a bus in just to see Big Country. You might notice I didn't, but I'm not sure if you noticed.
The Big Country, then The View, you can't argue with a lineup like that.
Hmm. I have to disagree with your point about the rest of us not being that good this year. Yeah, Ultimate Rebellion, though.
Enlightened.
Stiff Little Fingers and Rancid, both playing. And a Powered Aura band. You'd such two bands.
Hold me back.
Alright. Your Bouncing Souls aren't you playing this year? So
I'm just going to lock myself in my bedroom all summer thanks to the Bouncing Souls, no bothering to come here to this country. But apart from that, I think the festivals have really been hit by Glastonbury having an off year. Usually a lot of big acts will come over to play Glastonbury, and thanks to that they'll end up playing some of the smaller festivals around about the same time. Yeah. So I think that's hurt a lot of festivals. They don't want to come over just for Tea in the Park or Latitude or whatever. And even like, Latitude, we were just talking about it before we started recording here, it's got Bon Iver are headlining, but they're no, he's not anything special. Wouldn't he probably go see a festival just to see Bon Iver? The acts underneath him in the lineup, Ben Howard, Metronomy, they're nothing.
Nothing that's
nothing
special.
Spectacular. The festivals are
usually they're all decent bands, but they're not. They wouldn't.
They're fine
make
bands,
want
but
to pay
yeah,
that much
nobody's
going to
pay that much for a festival ticket just to see some all right bands. That's my main problem.
I'm starting to feel quite in my depth here. I've not heard of any of these bands. I wasn't really paying attention, to be fair, but I didn't recognise any of the syllables you were hitting it with.
Yeah, it's fine.
What about Bestival? Maybe Big Stevie Wonder, remember?
A Bestival looks quite good. If it wasn't on the Isle of Wight, I think I'd maybe consider Bestival, just because it's got quite a kind of quirky lineup.
Yeah.
That you don't... Tea in the Park this year's went mental, and they've just got dubstep all over the place, so you'll just be waiting for the drop all weekend.
That's a sarcastic laugh. That's
The festivals, really, compared to the past few years, I think they're a bit of a letdown. But we're very excited to be covering Wicker Man, so we hope you join us in June, July, whenever it is, for a weekend's worth of coverage.
We're that excited, we don't know when it is.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the Middle Music Podcast, and we're going to sign off with a song, as we always do.
Just quickly before we go, can I just say, fuck, and that's me done.
Now that Phil's cleared his potty mouth out, let's finish with a song. This is New York Pop Punkers with the Punchies, formed in 2009. This is the song No, I'm Not Going to 80s Dance, off the 2011 EP It's Not the End of the World, and look out for a full-length debut from these boys this summer. Thanks very much.
Fuck.
Peace out!
The truth is kicking my teeth down.